You're listening to the Purple Project Podcast.
What's going on, K-State Nation? This is another edition of the Purple Project Podcast. Daily, I'm trying to take it easy with my voice here, getting back in the swing of things on this first Monday of May. Eddie Greer here for another edition of Triple P Daily. We'll get to the NFL draft in a second here. I'm going to bring it up today a little bit. Obviously, we did not do a weekly episode last weekend due to, of course, that being me having all the obligations, me dealing with some allergy issues, so that's why we put that off and we're scheduled. We're on pace to do it this week, so we promise Wildcat fans be patient. But once again, with that as well, but I didn't do dailies either last week, at least for the rest of the week, due to taking care of other obligations on my calendar. So that's why, for the absence of that, but slowly getting back into the swing of things here, as here kicking off your Monday morning with an NFL draft update from over the weekend. Yes, an NFL draft. One of our own did get drafted in this 2021 draft. That in the person of Wyatt Hubert, who declared early that he was going to go chase the NFL dream, and it did come true over the weekend in day three of the NFL draft. He was selected in the seventh round Saturday afternoon by the Cincinnati Bengals, number 235th overall. He is now the fifth Wildcat all time to be selected by Cincinnati. The last was another defensive end in the person of, y'all should know this name, Jordan Willis, who is currently with now the San Francisco 49ers. I almost said San Francisco Giants for whatever reason, baseball, whatever. San Francisco 49ers was taken by the Bengals back a couple years ago, back in the 17 draft, 2017 to be exact. The two-time first team all Big 12 defender. Once again, kind of recapping the stats once again a little bit. Wyatt started all 29 of his career games here at K-State and tied for 8th in school history with 20 career sacks. Hubert, who earned votes for the Big 12 Defender, Defensive Player, and Defensive Lineman of the Year awards each the last two seasons here in the Little Apple, was ranked 7th in the nation among active players in career sacks per game, 10th in tackles per loss during this last season for the Cats as well. Of course, Wyatt lives, who is from 45 minutes away, 50 minutes away from Topeka East, started every game last year, totaling 27 tackles, 13 tackles for a loss, and had 8.5 sacks. The latter two being career highs, despite the Wildcats playing, of course, in a... Taking another cold water swig. COVID sort of, like I said, I'm working back into things a little bit, dealing with allergies and affecting my throat. So I'm trying to take it easy, folks, so you gotta be patient. He was the only Big 12 defender to be a unanimous selection to the first team of the Big 12 team as well. And that Saturday, this past Saturday, was the conclusion of the draft. Over the weekend, the former Wildcat football player, Wildcat players, which I do have that list. That's going to be aired on another time, probably tomorrow or tonight, of another daily edition on Triple P. So right after the draft, for those of you who don't understand, right after the actual draft concludes, other college kids who declared for draft, who did not get drafted, would be able to go ahead and be a free agent and sign for offers wherever they get them for the NFL teams. I know there's three of them that come to my head right now. We'll discuss it, of course, throughout the week, and we will talk about this and more on the Purple Project Podcast Daily this week as well. Get Alex's thoughts on that as well. But why, of course, remember, no Wildcat was drafted last year, so that kind of broke a long streak of Wildcat football players getting drafted. It was somewhat, I might be wrong here, but between a 25 to 30 year streak or something like that at K-State Wildcat NFL college player getting drafted in NFL. So Wyatt Hubert from basically less than an hour away from here getting the call, and the reaction was awesome to see on it was on his Twitter page, and you should go check it out for those of you who do not miss it. Now, I'm kind of going back through the Cincinnati Bengals NFL draft picks from over the weekend. Obviously, topped off by Jamar Chase in the first round from LSU, Jackson Carmen, tackle from Clemson, offensive tackle, Clemson, a name that K-State folks should be familiar with. Texas, Joseph Osai, defensive end in the third round. Carmen was in the second round. Cameron Sample was the fourth round pick from Tulane, the end. Then the Bengals traded up in the fourth round to get another LSU player, this time on the other side of the ball, to get Tyler Shevin. Then another one in Deontay Smith, East Carolina offensive tackle. And then a name I know familiar with, Florida Gators kicker Evan McPherson in the fifth round. Trey Hill, Chris Evans, Hill from Georgia, center. Evans, running back, Michigan, both from the sixth round. And of course, all booked in by Wyatt Hubert, who got selected in the final round, round number seven, Saturday, to cap off their draft stock right there. So, Wildcat Nation, Wyatt Hubert, keen to nod, will be a Bengal. How big is that here in the upcoming 2021 NFL season? Cincinnati Bengals in that rugged the AFC North Division with the Browns, Ravens, and Steelers as well. Remember, again, if you missed out any editions of the dailies from a couple dailies from last week or the week before, go back, download it, check it out, tell your K-State fellow alumni about the Purple Project podcast as well. And then any weekly editions, if you have not checked out episode 51, which you should have time now for the last 2 weeks, definitely go and check that as well. We are planning, definitely recording. We are on schedule to record this week. So all the obligations last week's been taken care of. All that's left for me now is to get on the other side, get my voice back fully here, and be able to roll here Wednesday with Alex. And that episode will be back on its normal day this Friday coming up. We'll be talking a lot about the NFL draft and Wildcats that has signed as well. So big congrats to Wyatt Hubert for being selected in the round of seven to the Cincinnati Bengals at number 235. Eddie Greer, once again, another Purple Project Podcast Daily in the books. Go Cats. We will talk to you guys here very soon.
Thanks for listening to the Purple Project Podcast. Get it wherever podcasts are found on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Audio Boom, and more. We'll talk to you on the next edition of the Purple Project Podcast.